What's one movie sequel you wish you had
watched? That's a tough question. Give me a good one.
I have one.
Stupia.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sure it's going to get taken though. Alright, let's freaking do this.
Or what else?
That's a good one. Movie or book?
Okay, yeah, good call. Hi everyone. Happy Monday. It is like 7 something. We're going to start the meeting. And the attendance question is going to be, what's one movie sequel or book sequel you wish could be wiped off the face of the earth?
All the Twilight books, just knock them all out.
Senator Olson?
I'm also going to go with all of Twilight.
Mika Shugo?
Ghost of the Watchmen.
Senator Sullivan?
I'm okay with all of them.
Senator Guggenheim?
The Aragon? Was that a thing?
They were so good.
I watched half of it one time and it was really boring.
The books are good.
Okay, well I didn't read the books, so I can't really
tell. They're like this big.
Yeah.
Senator Ruiz? Probably Star Wars. Senator Johnson?
Probably the new Harry Potter series.
Oh. Senator Mankey?
Star Wars Episode 2.
Right. I feel like he knows this. Senator Gerson?
Oh, hi.
Senator Kamal?
I agree that the new Harry Potter movie. Public Relations, Sherry Anderson?
I don't know.
Karen Barnes. Health and Housing Chair Smarillo.
Health and the Chipmunks, the Squeaker.
Diversity Chair Chickadap. Finance Chair Petros.
Percy Jackson, I like the facts.
That's good. Kirsten Doran. Academic Affairs Chair Concepcion.
Most Disney sequels, but most prominently Aladdin and
Technology Chair O'Neill.
Like the last few Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Oh, good call. President-elect Villarreal. I'm going to say Avatar Last Airbender, like, not the anime, but like the one they tried to like watch actually. Trash. Co-president-elect Baca.
Percy Jackson.
Co-president Lamberty.
Mean Girls 2.
Co-president Ali Oscar.
I don't have any of them.
Administrative Director Ricky?
Star Wars.
And Advisor Van Hecke?
I don't know about sequels, but definitely, I know this might be a little controversial, but I was not a big fan of the
What?
Really?
No, very controversial. I never saw any of the originals, but I don't have any
characters. Oh my.
Unpopular opinion.
The Door. Special guest, Hubert.
I will echo on Senator. I think all of them are
okay. And with that, we have quorum. So we will move to approval of the minutes. Does anybody have any discrepancies with the minutes? All right. Seeing none, we will move to community comment. Anybody from the community wish to comment?
Tell them who you are.
Yeah.
For those who don't know me, I'm Hubert. I want to move. Recess to just hug everybody, but I can't do that. I'm not a senator. I was in Senate for 2 years, 2016, 2017. Then I gave me a diploma, I'm like, that's a lot. I was in Senate for a while. I still miss my mother. I developed such a routine, but just enjoy what's going on. Just visiting Carol Park. Very easy and precious. I have my
Thank you. He was co-president. Thank you. anybody else from the community who wishes to comment? Seeing none, we will move on to budget. So we have Habitat for Humanity. Finance Chair Petros.
reviewed Habitat for Humanity's budget proposal last week. They came forward to ask for money to help fund a portion of their four work trips over spring break of this year. It is the Finance Committee's recommendation on the basis with current contingency as well as setting a present future for similar allocations that Tom felt here did for Tom represents any specific
questions for, or do you want to talk a little bit about?
Yeah, sure. So my name is Anna Burns, and I am one of the co-presidents of our Habitat for Humanity chapter. And this is the first year that we are taking our spring break trips for Habitat. In the past, it had been two, and then we upped it to three in previous years, and this is the first year that there's four. So obviously, we're growing. We have a lot of students that want to go on our trips. What we requested was related to travel expenses, because we do have to get a third party to hire for our vans, because the Gustavus vans are not large enough and we need a big quantity of them. The money that we get helps alleviate the cost for people who are coming on the trips so that they can still be an affordable spring break option for students who aren't trying to spend a lot of money. Also, it allows us to donate more money to the chapters that we're helping on these builds. We this year are going to Alabama, South Carolina, Colorado, and New Mexico. And all the areas that we are building at are poverty-stricken, and so it's really nice to be able to be helpful for those chapters and not only come and help them with their builds, but also leave them with a financial gift from this as well.
All right, is there any questions for either Anna or Mr. Petros? DJ?
This is for Finance Chair Petros. Are there, like, what are the rules around monetary donations from Senate to different groups? And is that, like, a consideration here or no?
It's not a consideration in this specific case. We do not fund payments towards the domains. This portion of the request is that you
I yield.
Any further questions? I'm helping out with
your questions. We have... All trips are different sizes depending on what space that we're visiting can handle. All of our trips are between 20 and 30 students. And so one of them, I think, is 22, 25. The trip that I'm leading to Mobile is 28 students, so over 100 students. And also take four faculty advisors.
Senator Mankey?
Has your organization taken on any efforts to fundraise from the community or anything like that prior to coming to Senate?
Yes. We have partnered with a church outside of St. Peter for their annual Lucas feat that they do, which is a big fundraiser for us that they choose to donate to our chapter because we've established that good relationship and they do recognize the work that we do. We do an annual fundraiser with a restaurant. Actually, we did 3rd Street, and we encouraged Gustavus to come, and a part of their meal goes directly to our chapter. And we've been experimenting with some other ones in the past, but those are just a couple, so we do a lot of fundraising.
What is the $5,000 going towards? Do you say transportation?
Van rental, as well as the gas that we're paying for, because that is all something that students would have to pay for otherwise to get there and trying to.
So I see in the contract called 14,000, where you're only be able to do 5,000, then you still be able to the other 5,000. It will still be applicable.
The majority of that will be the CBSL allocation as well as the
Hannah.
Do you know how much approximately each student would cost with the student not receive funding from Senate?
I don't know what each student would have to wear.
Yeah, mine was similar. How much is it now, or how much would it be without this help for one student to go?
Right now it's $375, and all of the students have already paid. This money just makes it so that if we have this, we can fund more things, meals when they're there. That will, if that kind of makes sense, I'm not being very clear about that. So they've already paid their money. But we have a very set amount that we can spend on these trips, and we do like to cover costs for housing and food because they have decided to go on this work trip. So the money that they have spent on this trip up front is not going to change, but it would give the chapter the ability to fund more parts of the trip, such as meals and more lodging costs that would save students money.
Thank you.
Yeah.
How many members total are in the Davis chapter?
So we technically don't, because we're a collegiate chapter, we don't count everybody who goes on a trip as being part of it. We have an executive board that's made up of 12 students who meet once a week to talk about community relations, PR, and anything that has to do with upcoming trips. But as far as people coming on trips, like I said, it is over 100, but that does change year to year depending on our interest level, the number of trips we had. This is the biggest roster that we've ever had of attendance going on the trip, but that main executive board is only 12 students.
Any further questions? All right, so with that, we can move into discussion on the budget. Any discussion on the budget?
She stepped up.
You
don't have to if you don't want to, but you can if you want to. That's great. Okay.
Thank you guys so much.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, is that okay? Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
I have a question for the finance chair. Where are we at financially?
The contingency remaining for the second. $3,000 is our remaining contingency through this year.
Further discussion on this budget?
This is a lot of money, so we should probably discuss for approval.
Thank you.
I feel comfortable okaying the recommended amount. Full amount seems like it's a lot. Pretty unprecedented, at least since I've been here. So I think Vice Chair's recommendation seems suitable for an activity like this. It's quite paid. If we don't fund the full amount, it's not like the trip is canceled. So I feel like if we can help them in this way, it would be a good way to help reduce the student cost and make this trip more affordable, or at least more, you know, have more amenities for the student trip. So I feel like the recommended amount is reasonable. Yeah.
To echo previous speakers, I agree that the recommended amount seems suitable. I know with people I know that go on this trip, they do a lot of community work and service and learning about different communities and helping out and forming great connections and like life development and skills. So I think it is like a charitable cause that is doing good work. I yield.
Senator Boynton.
Yeah, I just I echo the speakers. I know a lot, and I know that like the chapter like makes it really exciting. Everyone on campus, and like while like it is kind of deep price, it is serving quite a few students. Like, oh, and I think that's the reason why I support you.
Hannah.
Also, wanted to support recommended amount. Because I know that students who go on these trips really do very much to save the rest and more money after that. I also know it builds the community savings for me. However, this is really, really close to the recommended amount, and I have made it to a sphere, so that I especially can't, so I just want to see how much I can do with the foot force, but I would recommend that.
Further discussion? Further discussion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor of the budget as allocated by the finance chair? Aye.
Do you have to do a roll call because of that?
Oh, look at that. Okay, so all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Abstentions. With that, the budget passes. It's gone, so we'll just have to tell her. So with that, we'll move on to community committee updates, and we have the Environment Ad Hoc Committee.
Okay, so it's not a big update, but we decided we're going to do like a Q&A, like public forum type of thing. And it's going to be me and Brandon and Rachel Belvedere and maybe someone else from East and then Jim Dachi, like the head of the presidential sustainability committee. We're just trying to figure out like a time to put that. What we decided on.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that. Other further community updates. So we'll move into old business. Is there any more old business needing to address? No business. All right. Seeing none, we'll move to new business. Anybody have new business?
So, Carol, we're also thank you for everyone for your awesome questions for Carol last week. I know she really got me in touch. She got me in contact with the students' survey about parking, and they shared with me document questions they have. And they want to know if we as Senate have any additional questions to add to their survey that we would like to know. I'm going to quickly read off the questions that they have. If anyone has any additional ones, please let me know so I can on the survey. You have a car on campus. What would you say the current cost of parking as Gustavus at is too high and should be reduced? Is it easy to find a parking space? Is parking enforcement fair? Provide any suggestions or solutions that you may have. Are you happy with the current options for parking? How often do you have to park somewhere else than desired due to parking spaces? You don't leave campus often, is it because you don't want to spot parking lots, if any, would you succeed to improve? Have you ever had any rooms when you don't want more permission?
We'll start it again.
Are these questions open-ended or are there multiple choice options?
There are some multiple choice options, so such as which parking lots, if any, would you suggest in the house of all parking lots? Yes, no other, or some are like often, very often, not often, like talking to someone else. They have different types of responses, so it suits the question.
Yield tonight?
Yes, I yield.
I think they need to ask a question that situates a respondent's answers in whether or not they have any comparative data in the question about the cost of parking. A follow-up question might be something like, are you aware of what other colleges pay for a parking permit? Just so that the results then you have a sense of, you know, like, are they saying it's expensive or cheap because they know some other institution, or are they saying it's expensive or cheap because an idea about what they personally, both of which are really important, but if you don't ask some kind of a follow-up, then you don't have any way of knowing why they're answering the way they're answering. And I do think that there's a couple logic chains that are faulty in a couple of those questions.
Yeah, but this is the first time.
Tell them if I could be of any help in thinking through logic chains in survey methodology, I would.
Yield.
Yeah.
There she goes.
Was there a question like where do you live on there?
No.
Senator Boynton.
I know at the last we discussed people who don't leave campus often to like pay less the pay in like a lot like farther away like a bar. Maybe like ask the question if they're like willing to do that. Actually, like if there's like a way like for, like security some sort.
The college offered remote parking at a reduced permit price. How likely would you be to sign up for such parking?
More of a question about like the answer to the survey. Like, are you going to get to the class? Just
left it, and I'll be able to share.
Your question about what year you got on campus? Okay, and this kind of goes along with personnel. And that one question I was talking about, like, do you not leave campus because something bad? It was a better question, not a question, but better. But, like, what extent does
or frequency with which you choose not to leave?
Yeah. Due to parking. So that's not losing your parking spot, or the spot isn't really there. Does that make sense? Yeah, I don't.
Health and Housing Chair this now.
Yeah, on the note of the previous speaker, I think it's really important to double check to convey to them that. Because you don't want to suggest instant having a problem when farming on campus, they don't actually have. And then the second thing was, what platform is it on? Google Forms, Survey
School.
Is that the one that the college has, like, yield?
That's an early anger.
I was just addressing the survey formatting and wording, so that's already been addressed by yield.
Diversity Chair, Jeff.
I just had a question. Was there a question on the survey saying new types of reading and others?
Senator Ruiz.
I know we talked last year about parking spaces. Maybe you had a question. For example, if the college offers, would your response be
in favor of it?
Could you put a question in there saying that are you willing to voice your parking problems during the six hours, like that we can have some stuff there? Are you?
Any further discussion questions? Seeing none, do you have anything else going up back? Awesome. Thank you. Is there any other new business? Other new business? All right, seeing none, we will move to announcements. Anybody have any announcements? Yeah.
Can I see Health and Housing Committee after this?
Um, And cabinet stay after. Yeah.
Feeball tickets are tomorrow at noon, either in the desk or online. They're $10 and then $15 for $2, and it's going to be at the same time.
Another, I think that should go in the committee, but trying to do a Senate and BLC social in the first weekend of May at the heart. So we're in the process of planning it, planning when the dates will be declared.
And there is a mentoring program is putting up a event this Thursday in back on March 21st from 5 to 6 p.m. There'll be a nacho bar for it. And the event is building your future plan. So there's some pen and some alumni are coming back in different fields. So you should go. Please.
Also on Thursday, not to compete, but there is an event from 5 to 7 in alumni put on by class officers. It's like you, if you bring a dollar or a non-perishable food item, you get to make like a succulent or a plant, and all plants in pots and everything will be provided. You just kind of go and pick it out and make it look pretty, and you can decorate it and do cool things. But it's open from 5 to 7, so go to that event from 5 to 6 and then come at 6 o'clock.
Any other announcements? Oh, I have sweatshirts if you haven't gotten your sweatshirt. I have that. And that is all. Awesome. You may adjourn. Thank you all.
The best minute ticket.
My sweatshirt. I have not picked up yet.
Yes,
I'm very excited.